The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 8:15.
Hey, 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 welcome to the show. Dana Wild here. I'm so happy that you are joining me and hanging out for this time. You're listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to make money by being happy and how to get paid to be you. Oh yeah. We like that, don't we? If you want more of that, another helping of that, please, then guess what? Join the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter and you get a little slice of that every single day. You can get your free issue at DanaWild.com/mantra, DanaWild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A. And yeah, it's so nice, like a little jolt of happy that hits your inbox every day and makes you feel so good. So today we're going to continue our discussion around intentional action. And for those of you that have been on this multi-episode journey, you know that we've talked about intentional action being the action you take after you've moved yourself to an emotionally positive place. Feel good first, then take action. If you feel crappy, if you don't feel very good, if you're down, if you're overly tired, then just like do nothing. You've got one job and one job only, and that job is to get feeling good. Because when you're feeling good, when you're really fired up and ready to go, you get in the flow, you get stuff done, you show up in the world as your best self, you get better results. It's like the best way to be, and it's such a good combination, and that's how you work less and make more. So we've been talking about building a business, doing things you just love to do. When you're a brain trainer, you can have your business your way. And so first, you need to identify the things you don't do. And we talked about that on a whole episode about how to qualify and the questions to ask. Then identify the story that you're telling about these things. So this was last episode, and this is actually a very important step. So I hope you took some time since last episode and really explored that, because we all have stories around this, myself included. You know, I've been thinking recently, I've got a very nice size Facebook group and Facebook page. And I've been asking myself, do I really need to have that? Like, as a brain trainer, we can build our businesses doing exactly what we want to do. Exactly what we want to do. We don't have to create our businesses like everybody else tells us to do it. We can be like artists, except in the business world. We can look at our lives and we can look at our time and we can look at our businesses and say, you know what? I'm going to craft my world just like this, and then I'm going to train my brain for it to happen. That's why we're identifying these stories. If you're doing something that is just a task that you do because you feel like you have to, it doesn't bring you joy, then really take a look at that story that you're telling about that task. Is it the idea that I can only make money this way? Oh, but Dana, this is the only way I can make money. So let's say you have that story in particular. Just think about that for a minute. Let's say you have the story, and we can use anything here, in-home presentations or one-on-one consultation calls or doing webinars or writing long sales pages. Maybe you go, I really just hate the process of writing a really long sales page, but I know it's the only way I make the money. So ask yourself, is there anybody else on the planet in your particular niche that makes money and sells product doing it a different way? And if the answer is yes, and the answer is always yes, then why not you? You can too. This is all about what you believe and what you expect for yourself. So last time we talked about really looking at your list and identifying those things that you don't want to do and the story that you're telling around them. So now what do you do? Now, obviously, I know because if you've been listening to the show more than 5 minutes, you know I'm going to say we want to turn around those stories and we want to start thinking different stories. We want to start believing different things. We want to start crafting our world in different ways. And we do, but not right away. So first of all, do nothing. Just ponder it for a while. Just really sit with it and think about it for a while. It's kind of like the Facebook page and Facebook group thing for me. I'm just asking myself, do I want to keep that? And I don't have to make a decision today or tomorrow. I can feel around for it. I can make a decision as time goes on. And I'm not going to just immediately go, oh, that's it. I'm going to shut everything down. And you don't need to either. Now, some things you're going to identify the tasks that you're doing and you are going to immediately shut them down. You're going to be like, that's it. Dana's right. This thing brings me zero joy. It's got zero relevance. I don't even have a story going around it. It's done. I'm not even going to do it anymore. But those things that feel like bigger decisions, like I'm going to stop doing consultation calls forever, I'm not going to do discovery calls, or I'm not going to do in-home presentations forever. You know, you don't need to make a big decision right now on that. Just do nothing and ponder it for a while. Imagine giving it up. Imagine giving up everything you don't want to do. Imagine what that would feel like, living a life where you didn't have any of these I have to do them things on your list. Imagine shifting the story around that. Imagine if you had a story that it didn't matter, that you would make money anyway, regardless of the tasks that you take. Now, I'm going to do a little caveat here because that's the truth, right? The truth is, the money will find a way to flow to you based on your belief system about what your business makes. And it will come through whatever venue you decide to finally choose, because that's how your brain works. And so just sit with that for a while and just imagine shifting that story. Imagine, what if I could do what I wanted to do and shift the story? And the money would shift with it. It would shift with that new thing. And really feel that. Feel the kind of openness in that and the freedom and the possibility in that. What if it could? What if we could do that? What if I could shift my story and feel the idea and belief that this could really come through a different way, and I could stop doing this thing and I could do something else? Now, another quick caveat here. Some of you might say, well, I would like to shift it to where I'm doing nothing. And you can have that too. You can. And like every other story we're shifting, feel around for your believability around it. So if you feel like you can just say right now, like, I'm going to change my story, I'm going to believe it and it's going to work, that I'm just going to do nothing but sit in my bed and read all day and I'm going to make money, then start shifting that now. Most of us would start a little easier with it. Something like, I notice I'm working less and making more. I'm working less and making more. I like how I pulled back, and the less I'm working, the more I'm making. I like that the more space I have in my day, I seem to allow more money to flow in. Okay? So it's a very individual process. And then, as you're imagining and shifting, the next step is start telling the new story in the background of your day. Explore replacing it. Explore that thing you're going to replace. So let's say you've decided to shift your story from I do one-on-one consultations to now people sign up with an application form. They sign up through a questionnaire. So you might first start out exploring it. You know, I wonder what that would be like. And that does seem possible. And what questions would there be? And it's kind of fun and I like this idea and I'm open to the idea of it shifting, and insert your new story here. So you go from in-home presentations to online. I wonder what that would be like and what would I have to know? And I like that I could do it my own way and it would be interesting and other people do it, so I could probably figure it out, right? So shift whatever story you've got gently in the kind of like, I wonder what that would be like phase. I wonder what that would be like vein. Wow, well, bet I could do that. Other people do that too. I could figure out how that works. I like the idea of shifting it. So explore the shift. Explore the ideas. Explore the way you talk about it as though it's already starting to change. So tell the new story. Start telling the new story. Because what will happen when you do it gently like that is that your brain will start to take over and help you find the next logical steps for how you're talking and thinking about this. If you're really focused on thinking things like, I wonder what this would be like. 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 You won't be able to do that every day for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks without some evidence and ideas presenting themselves. You're going to start, your brain's going to kick in and you're going to start to get shifts easier without having to force it. Next, take the Discover Your Marketing Superpower quiz. So if you go over to yourmarketingsuperpower.com, yourmarketingsuperpower.com, there's a little assessment there that will tell you what your marketing superpower is. So instead of doing things that you hate to do, you can figure out what your natural gifts are, what would be easy for you, what would be fun, and you get the answers. It's about 5 minutes to take the assessment. And when you're done taking the assessment, I give you a list of ways that you can market your business using that superpower. So that's at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, yourmarketingsuperpower.com. And when you have your marketing superpower, we'll talk about it in one of these intentional action episodes, really go through that list. Then finally, the next piece I want to tell you is go easy on this. You have time to make these adjustments. And so you don't need to take action. Contrary to what the rest of the world is telling you, there's no prize for being the first to take action. There's no prize for being quick to action. You are creating this in your mind first. You are creating this in your mind first. You're creating your new business in your mind first. You're working out all the kinks and bugs in your mind first. After you've got it really well crafted in your mind, then your brain will show you what the next actions to take are. Your brain, your reticular activating system, will start matching this up for you, so that this can be done in a way that's not scary or weird or freaks you out or makes you lose money or fall off the whole business bandwagon because you're like, stress. No, we don't want that. Build it in your mind. Let your brain show you the way. And then you'll know what the action to take. You'll know the next steps for the action. And I promise you this. If you stay the course and you do this, you bust your stories, keep imagining the life you want, bust your stories, keep imagining the life you want, bust your stories, keep imagining the life you want, you will move toward it. You will have a time where your day is comprised only of things that you love to do, where you are able to make money by doing less and feeling good and doing stuff that lights you up and feels so fun, and allow that money to flow in bigger and bigger quantities through your joy and the things you're doing. And so that's a little rant you can start right now. That's a little thing you can start saying in the background. I create my business through joy. I do the things I love to do, and I allow my brain to figure it out. I love that my brain knows the answers and it can find those solutions. My reticular activating system is working on my behalf, and I'm really starting to get it now and believe it and know it and own it, that I can live a life where I only do the things I love. I know you've totally got this.